Oh, Congo Jones?
It's 8-0.
Ryan would be like, come to my party, be like, leave your brims at the door. You gotta take your brim of your hat. You got scissors. Like, what do you expect me to do?
She looks like Grimace had a baby with fucking Jabba the Hutt.
Just talk into the mic. Be regular.
No. I'll be like this, right? I'm still talking in it, right? But I'm looking at you, making more eye contact with you, right? Because I'm confident.
Dude, you always make eye contact with me.
Yeah.
A lot of times. We're live.
Oh, shit. Episode 151.
What's up, y'all? It's episode 151 of Out the Wazoo podcast, best hip-hop Delaware.
Let's be real.
Comedy podcast.
Best
out of Delaware about hip-hop and comedy.
Out there.
Probably. We're on our way, dude. Dude, did you see last episode?
Yeah. It went bonkers, silly, stupid.
I watched last episode full from front to back, dude. And it was like the first time I saw Titanic by James Cameron.
Did you cry?
By Steven Spielberg.
Oh, okay.
I didn't cry. No, I didn't cry, dude. I'm not fucking Lil Nas X, dude. What do you think?
True.
What do you think this is, dude?
I'm just saying, you know, it's all right to be emotional now. All these rappers coming out being real emotional now.
Is it emotional now? Is that the only like appropriate way to show
emotional
emotions?
Emotional. I'm pushing.
Pushing P.
Promotions.
Yeah, I'm pushing P. It's episode 151 of Out the Wazoo. Welcome back.
Welcome. We
got a lot
back
to talk about today. Two big albums last week. Let's recap. We did.
Denzel, Melt My Eyes.
Denzel's Melt My Eyes, See Your Future, and...
You already know.
I'm asking you, though.
You already know. I mean, the Wazoo peoples already know.
They know because they watched the episode.
Right, and I certainly did as
you
well.
You don't. You know it, though.
Yeah, I know. I can't think of it.
You don't know it.
Wait, but don't say it, though, right?
It's the artist whose name you didn't want to say.
Oh, Nigo. I know Nigo.
Yeah, there we go.
ASAP Rocky.
I know Nigo. That was last week, right? This is this week. This week we got huge drop, hit us on Friday or on last Thursday during the episode, right?
We had to cut it short.
Dreamville and DJ Drama dropped the D-Day mixtape.
Gangsta Grills.
Gangsta Grizzles.
Oh, man. It was a banger.
The most aggressive DJ in the game, right?
True. And the most aggressive song we listened to right after we ended the podcast, too.
I would tell y'all that you would have to prepare for this, but I knew there was no way y'all was going to be prepared for this one. If a DJ says, I know y'all know this next one, DJ Drama says, there's no way y'all know this next one.
If I was at a club and somebody said that, my eyes would be like, huh?
And he just plays like that Scooby-Doo type beat, like the bonk, bonk. There's no way you know this next one.
Mm.
Everyone gets quiet.
Yeah. Oh.
Dun, 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 dun.
But this week, tune in. Because the second half of the podcast, we're reviewing Dreamville's D-Day with DJ Drama.
Yep.
And we're finally reviewing the Cool Kids before shit got weird.
Yeah, weird album. Weird group that I did some reading about. So we'll talk more about them in the second half.
It was real weird.
Super weird. Why are you putting Z's on things?
Well, you know, I got a little itch I need to say.
Okay, go ahead.
All I'm trying to say is move over Bitcoin. Because we got Zuck Bucks. We got Zuck Bucks, baby.
And what do you do with Zuck Bucks?
Dude, Mark Zuckerberg, I didn't think he could become more of a genius.
Give me some Zuck Bucks right the fuck now, dude.
You want Zuck Bucks?
Yeah.
You want to become a zillionaire?
Give me some Zuck Bucks.
Okay.
A Zuckionaire,
dude. Because once I tell you, dude, you can't go back.
You sound like a crazy investor.
Okay,
tell me how to get Zuck Bucks.
So, Metaverse.
Because I don't know
Mark
anything
Zuckerberg,
about this, and you do.
Right, Mark Zuckerberg, he owns the Metaverse, right?
Sure.
And
he's
coming
God out
with some crazy shit, right? Yeah, he's God.
Meta God.
And he just recently came out with the idea that he's pushing with Metaverse, and when you go into the Metaverse, you're able to get currency in there.
Yeah.
Right? There's going to be currency in Metaverse.
You got to
right?
get bags.
He just went another level.
You got to get digital bags.
He's scraping bottom of the barrel.
Right.
Okay? And you can get these things called Zuck Bucks. and it's essentially worthless. Okay, it's not cryptocurrency. It's not something you could be like investing in or stock wise. It's just going to be like a currency system in the metaverse.
That's a good clarification to make, because if I'm thinking of Zuckbucks, I want to invest.
Right.
I'm trying to go to the moon, you know? I want to make bucks, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But unfortunately, it's not some sort of an investment.
Does it have his creepish face on the front?
Dude, it's got his face on it, bro. It's a coin and his weird lizard face, bro.
Just trying
to
smile.
That's how you know he's going all out.
Right. He's just
you
making a face.
You know his shit is failing.
He's not smiling. He's just making
so
a face.
So hard, bro. He is failing.
If you think Zuck is failing, you're way out of your league, dude. Zuck is pounding puss, bro.
Dude, I mean, he's pounding AI pussy, dude.
No, Zuck is pounding real human flesh puss. I'm telling you, he wants... The reason he gets so much puss is that he wants us all to go into the metaverse.
He's getting
so there's more puss for him.
He's getting zussy.
He's getting that zuckussy. Have zuck-ussy. You seen all these memes recently?
Yeah,
the fucking prunussy. The
dude, I
raviola,
said that one.
The raviolussy.
Like, oh man, it's funny, 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 funny. Follow us on our Instagram at Wazoo Podcast. You can catch all of our fucking memes right there, and you can hit that fucking big fat link button right at the bottom.
Oh, we got to address where third guy is and who we have to stand in for.
Well,
I totally forgot. I feel terrible.
Though.
Last week, episode 150, we had JID in the podcast to stand in for Bobby Buncheeks, who's our normal third guy. He sits here, his seat's squeaky, right? He's not here for reasons unforeseen.
Shorts too short for Baywatch.
His IQ wasn't high enough to ride this ride. We got a new guest in the studio this week.
Mm-hmm.
Special occasion, now that D-Day has dropped. Everybody, welcome J. Cole to the studio.
Yeah. Let's go.
J. Cole in here this week. J.I.D. was in here last week, and it was a hot one. J.I.D. stuck around for the whole first half of the episode. He did leave for the album review, which was disrespectful. But I think that I have more faith in J. Cole, considering he's such a mogul. I mean, this guy right here is a CEO of his own company and just a young black excellence.
Mm-hmm. And
he's young black
excellence. He thinks he grew some dreads. He can smoke now. Right?
You
grew some dreads? You can smoke now? Pass the weed.
He looks like a... Never mind. Let's go.
He looks like the kind of guy to, let me get your charger, bruh. Let me get it to 10% and I'll give it right back to you, bruh.
You just going to use all the jokes from the...
Well,
from
you
Dreamville
didn't say
3?
That.
Yeah, but everybody here knows him, dog.
Yeah, but I'm reiterating how fire they were.
You're read something. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, yeah. J. Cole, welcome to the studio, bro. Feel free to chime in whenever you want, but also just stay quiet.
Right.
We'll do a lot of the talking, and you just sit there and look pretty, bro. All right? All right. Moving on. Let's get back to Zuckbucks, bro, because I want to talk about this some more.
Well, there's really, I mean, I think I'm just going to start adding a Z to pretty much everything I say now, you know?
How conceited, how fucking, it's conceited and also cool as fuck to be like Zuckbucks, you know, like out of his own name.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like.
Do you know what I really wish? I wish we're going to start seeing ads for Zuckbucks.
For Zuckbucks?
Yeah. I want to start seeing some Zuckbuck ads.
Zuckbucks is his currency in Meta, though. Like,
yes.
Which was Facebook before, and it would have been like, it would have been more baller if he had called Facebook like Face Zuck. Or something like that before, you know, like just be
Zuckbook?
Just go way into it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just lean
but
way
you see,
in.
He wasn't
his
like
his ego is here. Like he's got to be one of the most egotistical lizards.
When he made Facebook, though, he wasn't crazy and robotic.
Yeah, he was, dude.
Dude, when he
was on the spectrum.
Okay, yes, he was on the spectrum.
Hey. Remember before the Wells Fargo Center?
Yeah.
There was the Wachovia Spectrum?
Yeah.
He was the fucking owner of the Spectrum.
Oh, okay. Well, all I'm saying is that he's progressively gotten more on the right
tism.
Side of the spectrum.
He's gotten more tism?
Right.
He's full tiz, dude.
He's going in a tizzy.
He's touched. He's got the... He's in a tizzy, for sure.
He is in a tizzy.
He's on the bar of tizziness.
I can't wait, bro. I might have to fuck around and drop the Wazoo bag in there.
I might have to Zuck around.
Fuck.
Drop the Wazoo bag.
Zuck around and find out, baby.
Dude, I will stack Zuck bucks. And if you think I'm zucking around,
dude,
you're zucking out of your mind. Dude.
So here's the thing, right? It's going to have some sort of value, right? It's eventually. Gonna be, yeah, there's going to be an equation to like a regular U.S. dollar to Zuck Buck, right?
It'll be like V-Bucks.
Yeah, V-Bucks.
And then
little kids
are going to buy these now.
Do you think Zuck Buck will pass the, what's the fucking Russian currency?
The ruble?
The ruble.
Hey, the fucking Roomba?
The fucking rubble, dude, because it's fucking just destroyed.
Like all of the rest of the area that Putin is invading.
Yeah.
Rubble. Shout out Ukraine.
Yeah.
Keep it tight.
You're a real one.
We're going to send Zuck Bucks.
We will send. Oh, my God. How disrespectful.
There is a care package coming from the sky. What is inside?
100 million Zuck Bucks.
This is Zuck Buck. What do we do with this? Burn it. I can make fire.
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying. That, like, when you said Zuck Bucks the first time, that's probably the best thing I've heard all week.
Yeah.
Zuck Bucks.
Yeah,
you know?
I saw the article I audibly said, Zuck Bucks.
You gonna give me the Zuck Buck 9000? I'm gonna get a Zuck Buck generator. Start farming Zuck Bucks.
I'm sweating just talking about it.
I'm loving it, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Ba da ba ba ba. I'm loving it.
I'm loving it.
What else, bro?
Well, I read that scientists are broadcasting Earth's location to aliens, if there are any. Which,
as they should,
which there are, right? But they're on Earth, and it's Mark Zuckerberg, right? He's the CEO of Planet Bleep Blop, right?
What do you think? Like the aliens are already here?
Oh, for sure.
You think they've been here?
For sure, dude.
I don't know about that. I think that's why we're broadcasting it into space.
For sure, dude.
You think that the
you ever
aliens,
see Men in Black? You ever hear something go bump in the night and you say, what was going on there?
I mean, a few times.
I mean, Mark Zuckerberg can't be the only one doing some wild, crazy, stupid, bonkers,
there's
silly,
no
stupid
chance
shit.
That there's aliens on this planet that are smarter than us.
I didn't say that they're smarter than us.
Maybe like a bacterium.
But they would have to be smarter than us if they're traveling in space.
No,
right?
That's not true.
I think it is true.
We're traveling through space.
Yeah, but not back and forth and,
but,
you know,
but they're not
doing,
either.
No, but like, you know, if they're coming from a different planet, from a different galaxy, right? From a different cluster, right?
Zuckster.
A Zuckster.
Yeah.
Dude, they got to have shit that's faster or as fast as the speed of light.
Here's where I challenge you on that, right?
Okay.
And I agree with you that if they were traveling back and forth, it should be faster than light.
Right.
I don't think they're traveling, dude. I think that it was a one-way flight. They landed here, went, fuck. And now they're just like bulling out with humans and like bacterium and shit.
I fuck on sight. They're like, yo, these humans got some spice, baby.
R.I.P. Triple X.
Yeah.
I think if aliens are on this planet, dude, they're not. They're dumb, dude.
You think they're pretty
and
dumb?
By the way, any aliens who are watching this, dude, you're dumb.
You're not considered a wazoo people.
Dumb, dude. I just don't think that there's a chance that they're here and so damn smart that they're like hiding from us. You know what I mean? That they're like,
if y'all were true, were true as fuck, y'all would be bussing down and like fucking Uzbekistan or some bullshit.
Doing
where,
what?
No one gives a fuck and they're just killing people.
I feel like they are bussing down in Uzbekistan. Not aliens, but I feel like Uzbekistan is the place to bus down.
I would say so.
That's the bus down capital.
It is. I think the capital is called Bussin.
Uzbuckistan.
Uzzucky Buckstan.
I'm going to fucking kill myself, dude. This is what my problem, and like we joke about Zuck Bucks, but the problem with this like ever downward spiraling of like meme in real life type shit is that it fucks with my health. Like my head, my thoughts are different now that I know Zuck Bucks exists, right?
Yeah, that thought occurs to me a lot too. Like when I look at the like some old veterans that I work with, you know, I'm like, damn, you know, they grew up in like all they thought about, nothing really on TV, you know. They were like,
trees.
Well, gotta fucking cut down this goddamn tree in my backyard.
It's supposed to be cold the next couple of days. There's a storm coming in. And that was like news.
Yeah,
you know
I should probably cut my grass Saturday, not Sunday.
You know what? Fuck it. I'll do it both.
Right.
I'll do it both days. That's better, risky.
They say better safe than sorry.
It's risky, but I'll do it. But
better safe than sorry.
You hear what happened to Marge? No, what happened to Marge? Oh, she died.
Damn.
Oh, really? How old was she? She was 65. Wow.
Good die young.
Marge, always a bright soul. Yeah, Marge was a really bright soul.
Dude, and it was like that for at least 200 years.
More. This is what people talked about until phones.
Dude, people didn't talk about the fucking weather back
Are you kidding me?
The medieval times, dude.
You don't think that like Romans were like coming out of their marble hut and were like,
dude, they weren't bored, bro. Dude, they were not bored. Romans were not
bored. This isn't
bored,
boredom.
Bro.
This is like what you occupy yourself with.
Right. And they had brothels. They had the fucking Colosseum. They weren't looking up at the sky.
So do we, dude. We watch NFL football every night in WrestleMania.
Right, but they need to be killing some.
Watch Stone Cold come back after 20 years.
They need to be killing some folks on TV.
No, they do not, dude.
Yes, they do.
We figured that out back in the Roman times. That was not good. Although it would be really dope if they did.
No, they had their own population control type shit.
Think about that,
though. We need something that's like borderline legal, you know?
Like to watch a murder?
Yeah. Or, you know, the metaverse.
Within like a rules bounds.
Right.
But maybe that's the future, right? Like, maybe that is what the metaverse will be good for. If we can watch Bloodsport and just know that no one's getting hurt.
And they're just like the emoji people just
innocently. Sort of like how those VR, medieval VR games are, where they're like cutting people's heads off and stabbing each other. Maybe that'll be the new like NFL, you know?
Maybe.
Oh, I always thought it'd be really dope if those Boston Dynamics robots... Mm-hmm. They just fucking taught them how to fucking catch a dope pass, like OBJ, and then played like 11v11 with robots, and then they could just decimate each other.
Well, did you see the clip? They should have guns. There was like a basketball clip that went viral a few days ago. It was a robot that like hit a half court shot.
Fuck that robot, dude. Yeah, let me see him dunk. I'll be scared when
he
can
dunk. It went like this. It went.
Do you know how quick I'd cross him over,
dude?
I do that.
And then I looked at the video again, bro, and it was Mark Zuckerberg.
In the robot suit?
It wasn't even a robot, bro. It was Mark Zuckerberg.
Taking a half court shot?
Dude, you saw him go.
He carries oil around.
Bro. He's like.
He carries oil around? Calculated perfectly.
That sounded like a slogan.
Yeah, well. I'm working on my slogans to get hired by Meta.
Your slogan?
Fuck you, dude. Relax.
Yeah, I think our minds are pretty much fried.
That's what I'm saying. Point. Like, I'm fried out.
Yeah.
I'm fried out.
I'm fried.
It's over. The brain just doesn't work the same. No. And that's not even like a new thing. It's been this way.
Yeah.
Since probably Lil Terrio was probably the beginning of it all. That's when everything was like, because then everybody was like, get it right, Lil Terrio. Ooh.
No, it was the damn Daniel back again.
That was
fight,
I think that was later, bro. I think that was later. Terrio was like day one Vine was Lil
Probably,
Terrio.
Yeah, because Meek Mill remixed it.
Yeah. Get it right, Lil Terrio. What a song, too. Yeah. What a song. God, oh my God. You just reminded me of that shit.
He came out with a banger, bro.
He came out with a straight banger. I just saw Lil Terrio. He was working out with Supreme Patty.
Was he?
Yeah, dude. They were doing seated bench rows. No, he like must have got bypass surgery because he was so fat.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I think he probably saw the light at the end of the tunnel and realized it wasn't a Twinkie.
Right.
So he was like, got to get in the gym.
Yeah.
And you can tell kind of because he has no fat, but he has all the skin. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. That's the worst.
He's no longer Lil Terrio. Big Terrio now.
Saggy Terrio.
Speaking of Saggy, you reminded me. Did you see the fucking rapper who, at his viewing, they fucking stood him up at a nightclub? Gunu? I'm going to pull a picture of this up. Have you seen this?
Well, okay.
Can we show this? Either?
Yeah, well, when I edit the video, I just say it's not for kids. So, wazoopials beware.
It's a straight dead body. We won't show it. It's a dead body.
I mean, think of what Logan Paul did.
It's on Twitter, though. Oh, good point. Yeah. But the thing about the guy in Logan Paul's thing was that he put himself in the tree. You know what I mean? Like, this guy's friends were like, this guy's friends and family were like, you know what would be cool for Gunu? Put him on stage.
Right.
Put a crown on his head and let's throw bands at his feet.
He was like this.
Yeah, because his neck doesn't work, dude. He was dead. And his face was sagging.
Who is so retarded right off that spectrum that they thought that was a good idea?
Bro, I mean, but I bet you it was a good party.
It was probably a banger. It was probably a banger, dude. Oh, my
God. It's so disrespectful for, like, just someone to be dead.
And he's like...
They were swag surfing with his body, like... I swear.
What if one of his friends threw him out in the crowd? And he was,
like, just being burning.
Like, throwing him, like, you know, crowd surfing him. But
I think it is cool because, like, they did say on there, they were like, who do you know who ever been standing up at their wake? And I was like, that is kind of true. Like, I don't really know anybody who stands up at their wake.
Yeah, but, like, who... Who?
I'm just saying, right? It's kind of true that, like, no one really does stand up at their wake. And it is a boss move to be standing at your own wake. Dude, how are you going to stand and be dead? You know, without them putting planks of wood on your legs.
You can't be unless you're a zombie. And that's a whole nother.
Dude, I was reading comments. They said he was melting while on stage, like, because he had been dead for like a week at this point.
Jesus Christ. They had rig mortis or something.
Filled him with like formaldehyde, the shit that preserves you.
Yeah.
Bro, they put him in a hoodie. Oh my God. It was like a Gucci hoodie. They put a Ferragamo belt on him.
I want to know who dressed this man while he was dead. You know, like, it's hard enough to put a hoodie on.
It's the coroner, like the guy who works in the coroner's or the it's the coroner, right? They work down with dead bodies.
But the fucking guy, would you go to the fucking guy and say, hey, listen, we got a concert, we need him at the show?
Look, I think this is a cultural thing.
He needs to be there.
Most, like, white bread type people who are just regular ass people, Christians, just do the regular thing you're supposed to do. Like, the person dies. If they didn't get in a horrible car accident, you send them to the coroner's office. They put a little makeup on them. They put them in a nice outfit, a suit, a dress. They stick them in a casket. And again, if they look good, open casket. If they look bad,
close
it, right? Because no one wants to see that.
I kind of want to see that.
I think there's a culture, especially in, like, hood communities, where there's like a party culture that a lot of people don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
For them, it's like, it made perfect sense. They were like, this is a good idea. Like, this is a great idea. Like,
that reminds me of when...
bring this guy to the club.
The people in, like, Nigeria, they, like, put the casket on their shoulders and, like...
Yeah,
they
that's fucking Ghana.
Dance.
In Ghana. Ghana.
Ghana.
The Ghanaian funeral song. That... And they get carried by six.
Yeah, and they're dancing. And they're fucking, like, dropping it and shit while the casket's still on the shoulders.
And it's lit, bro. Like, the thing about it is celebration.
Yeah.
And when you're living... I mean, honestly, look, this is probably a cheaper funeral too, right? Because it's probably expensive.
Oh, yeah, they just needed a clothes hanger.
You just... What?
To hang him up and just... Dude, they made him look like a fucking Gucci coat at fucking Burlington Coat Factory, bro. They say, give me the most huskiest coat hanger you got, because it's got to hold my best friend. Got to hold him up.
It's got to hold up Gunu, dude.
Fucking Christ. At least he wasn't like a fat dead guy.
Oh, dude, I don't know if he'd be able to do it at that point.
They probably would have had to have, like...
He'd be like settling at some points.
Tree stumps on his feet or some bullshit.
God, I hate how dead people look like wax, too.
Yeah.
Like they're made of wax. That's what he looked like, too. Look it up. Like, if you're watching this, like, just do a quick, like, search. Gunu, G-O-O-N-E-W, gets brought to the club at his own viewing.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild, dude. And it wasn't actually the only body that I saw over the weekend. Like, just today, I saw on Reddit, it was today, another guy got posed up for his funeral.
Maybe this shit's just been going on and we have never known, in a tracksuit. It just instantly got viral.
Sat him like this, bro.
Yeah.
And his head was like this. And he had like them wire rim glasses. Yeah. And he was looking hella serious. hella serious about being dead. And they sat him in a chair, and it was like his mom's chair or something. Yeah. It was funny as fuck, dude. They were like, my mom always covered this chair in plastic while I was alive. I always used to joke, she'd only let me sleep, sit on it if I was after I was dead. So they sat him on it when he was dead. Oh, his mom was like, you know what would be cool? If I let him sit on that chair for one more time.
That is honestly real as fuck. And to be
honest. Of the mom?
Yeah, of the mom.
So like, you know what? You earned it, bucko.
Zucko. You earned it, Zucko. Fucking son of a bitch. I think that's probably how I want to go out, dude. I don't want to be in a fucking casket while people are crying.
But do you want to be on a club stage though?
Dude, absolutely.
Which club?
Dude, Astrofest.
Okay. Well, you won't be the only dead one there.
Right. And that'll be sweet because it'll be like, "Hey, you know, there's already a dead guy here and it's pretty sweet, you know. Maybe
you think they'd bring you up from under the stage? Like people would think it would like Travis Scott's coming out, but they'd be like,
yeah.
And they'd bring you up like this to stargazing, like to the intro to Astro World. And the crowd's.
What's no bystanders?
Fucking Clover. Bro, when I die, dude, shoot me out of a cannon. Get a cannon, first of all.
Oh,
find
boy.
A cannon. Where can you even find cannons these
dude,
days?
You got one right in Wilmington.
Over on the edge there? Yeah. The artillery cannon?
Yeah, that artillery cannon, bro.
Load that bitch up. Put in some Zuck Bucks.
Yeah.
Fire it up. Mm-hmm. Call the fire department. Stuff me in the cannon barrel. Right. Light it. Shoot me into fucking Nellsmere. You know what I mean? Like, just spray. Just let me spray.
Just into the fucking park down the street. You know? Oh,
just let my
shit,
crumpled
dude.
Body land on the mulch bed just, of a playground.
Daddy,
let me get hung up on some monkey bars and really fuck
dude,
some kids up, dude.
Bars.
But like that, if there's any way to go, like when I'm dead, dude, just have fun with my body, bro.
Seriously,
like just do something fun,
yeah.
You know? Make a video, put it on stage at the club, dude. God damn, use it as promo for something.
I mean, the possibilities are endless. We're so vanilla when it comes to death, you know?
Yeah, dude, just laying down.
Us white people.
Oh,
just,
he's dead.
We
laying
put him
down.
In a, we put him in a casket, and we're like, all right, burn him.
Oh, there he goes, laying down again. Wait, let me guess. Wait, dude, it's so boring at a funeral. Like, oh, let me guess. He's laying down.
Hey, who's the guy that says, so where's the fucking naked chicks at the funeral, you know? I'm that guy.
You got to have a best man for your funeral, though. You know what I mean?
Wow,
like,
you do, bro.
You need a best man for
you
your funeral.
You need a best man at the funeral.
Someone who can look at the situation and think of, like, this is how we need to turn this bitch up to 11.
Right.
Like, I need, like...
Because we should be celebrating death, right? Because now we... don't have to be in a world where Zuck Bucks exist, okay?
I thought you were going to say, now we don't have to deal with you anymore. You're onto the astral plane.
Fuck. But you know what, though? Speaking of this, I had, like, this is, like, a thought I had a while ago. Like, how fun would it actually be to go to heaven, though? You know what I mean? Not, like, just dying. Like, dying would be,
bro.
I mean, I guess be sweet. But, like,
fun
how,
as fuck?
But how fun would it be to go to heaven, right?
What part of heaven doesn't sound fun?
Okay, so hear me out, right? You go to a Christmas reunion party, right?
Why would I do that in heaven?
No. But like imagine in real life, right? Like you go to a reunion with like family and then you gotta like say hi to everybody.
Right.
You got hors d'oeuvres and you're not really that hungry, but everybody's like, oh, I slaved over it. You got to eat this.
Dude, if it's heaven, I just wish them away.
Dude, no. But it don't work like that. You can't wish them away.
It's my heaven.
Right. It's your heaven, but also it's everybody else's
no,
heaven.
No, everyone gets their own heaven.
No, I don't think so. I think it's just one big fucking area, dude, right?
Okay.
And you go.
And
right?
yours is...
You go through the gates,
okay.
Right? You can't do anything fun, right?
Right.
The shit that you think's fun... can't do it there, right? Because everybody's like crossing their fingers and like sitting crisscross applesauce, and you gotta say, hey Mary Jo, hey Barbie, hey great, you gotta introduce yourself forever.
I've changed my mind.
Because how many ancestors you got, bro?
I know.
How many?
Wow. Do you think really though,
everybody who died who you knew is just sitting up there in heaven waiting for you to die.
Watching. You're like the new episode.
They're waiting, they're like, man, when he comes up here, He's getting it.
I saw him masturbate. They're judging. Again.
But like,
for the ninth time.
But does that sound appeasing, bro?
Bro, I that doesn't sound appealing. And if that's right. heaven, I'm going to hell.
Right.
For on choice.
Because at least in hell.
They take Zuck Bucks.
They will most definitely take Zuck Bucks.
If for real, dude, if having fun is a sin,
right.
I'll take a little bit of fire and flames to have some fun.
Right, right, right.
I would.
You'd be tortured for, you know, eons. But like, but after that point, though.
Do you really think that the demons like can take any level of torture from me, though?
Probably not.
You don't think, like, if we send you to hell, right?
Yeah.
The demons die.
They just wither away.
They don't stand a chance.
I do my thing down there, right?
And then, unfortunately, I know this about us. If we were both in hell,
oh,
they shut it down.
Hey, it becomes seasonal, dude, because you got to shut the doors 11:59 p.m. on Friday, dude.
The demons have gone on vacation.
It's really going to be demon time, bro.
I'm going to be
it's
down.
It's absolutely going to be demon
I'm
time.
I'm going to wear a shirt that just has that purple
but
devil
listen,
emoji.
You think Juice WRLD went to heaven? No.
No, dude, he OD'd.
He went to hell.
No, he did go to heaven, though. He went to heaven. Now, X might have gone to hell.
Yeah, but like, think of all the cool people that went to hell, right?
Right. Well,
make hell
Hitler's
cool
down there.
Make hell cool again.
Hitler's down there. A lot of KKK, a lot of murderers. Mm-hmm. Ted Bundy's probably down there.
Right.
It's just like how you believe. Like, do you believe that hell is hell? And heaven is heaven. Like, do you believe in like the good and bad?
Probably.
And you
no,
only
I don't
get
think
to
so.
Fit in one basket.
No, because
or do you believe that like when you die?
Well, if we're gonna get real religious up in here,
do
I
it.
Think possibly that you know if Satan's down there and he's punishing the people who have been bad,
right? Ooh,
then it's a good place.
I've been
right?
bad,
right? If you're punishing people who have sinned, that's a good place.
Yeah.
Right, because you want that.
Sure.
You want hell.
It's a good point.
You like
they deserve
Ted Bundy getting his head chopped off every day.
It's like rehabilitation.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes him better.
Right.
Think about
heaven.
All the assholes in hell.
Yeah.
How many assholes would go to hell and just be, like if you're just getting
There's
whipped.
There's levels, dude.
Imagine
There's...
you're getting whipped. Like yeah. imagine some like I don't know, some smart ass is getting whipped.
Yeah.
Dude, after a while, bro, you just start making jokes and shit like
right.
Oh, daddy hit me harder. Like, and the devil's got to be like, the devil's like, what the fuck?
You go, oh.
Shut the fuck up. Hitting you again. And you just start clowning the devil
yeah.
every time he whips. Like, nothing he can do to you at
right.
a certain point is bad.
And then he sends your ass to, like, purgatory, like, in the middle again. And then you got to like, wait in that line.
Get out of here. Like, he's just so mad.
Yeah, that's what he says. Just get out of here,
He's
dude.
Just so mad. Imagine the devil just pissed, like just like, like your dad when he's mad. Just like, I swear to God, motherfucker, get the fuck out of this house.
Get out.
Get out of this fucking
I don't
house.
I look at you right now.
Don't come back.
Get out. Do you pay the bills? No. No.
And I'm just like at the hell's gate, just like, please, daddy, let me back in.
You go, oh, woo. All the people who say, oh, woo, hey, gonna hell.
They're in hell.
They're in hell. But there's levels to that shit, you know?
Yeah, of course.
No, but like the furries, they're at like the top level.
They're, of heaven or hell?
No, of hell. They're getting, or I should say like the deepest part of
just
hell.
Just put them in regular hell, but just don't let them take the outfit off. So it's just hotter for them and like way worse.
Hot as hell.
Just way worse.
Oh, bro.
Just always eternally on fire.
This is the kind of shit that I think about, you know?
Really?
Like, do I want to go to hell?
Do I want to be a furry?
Do I want to go to heaven?
I would want to go to heaven as reflex just because like, to be honest, dude, I'm not really good with spice. So, mm-hmm. you know, I'm kind of a bitch when it comes to like even like chicken wings.
Right.
So down in hell, bro, it's going to be way too spicy for me.
Dude, you're going to be complaining a lot, bro.
Immediately.
You're going to be at the manager's office. All
a lot. I'm going to be in line
be
a
like,
lot.
Well, this is bullshit.
How long have you been in line?
No air conditioning.
Is it moving?
I'm going to do this shit with Beetlejuice when I take the guy's ticket, and his ticket says two. Mine says a $5 billion. I'm going to just scoot in line, take his ticket.
There's a special circle of hell for you.
So anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
Zuck Bucks is great.
Yeah.
We should talk about some music.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, dude. I don't know, just mention some hot singles. Do you have any?
I don't think so.
It's hard to like jump from Zuck Bucks and being in hell to being like, here's some good music that came out. But let's try it. There's a few new singles this week that came out that I thought were hot. God Hour by ASAP Nasty. Right?
I think so. I haven't heard any new music.
Name four members of ASAP.
ASAP Yams, dead. ASAP Rocky.
Okay.
ASAP Ferg.
You cheated a little bit with Yams. I wasn't expecting that one.
ASAP Ant.
Uh-huh.
ASAP Nasty.
Yeah.
And ASAP
Rico.
No, not Rico. ASAP Rock.
No, that's not
ASAP. He's a part of him.
That's ASAP.
He's a part of
him. I'm going to tell you right now, because this song God Hour came out, and I like it. It's ASAP Ant, not ASAP Nast. So ASAP Ant featuring ASAP Rocky.
Oh, I did say ASAP Ant. You did. You asked me.
They dropped the God Hour, which is very good. Classic ASAP style. Got some good Rocky flows. A little bit of exposure to ASAP Ant. But I'll tell you what it told me. Besides Rocky, Ferg, I mean, I'm going to be just...
Oh, ASAP 12-y.
12-y. And this is what I'm going to say, and I don't want this to come off wrong, but if the rest of ASAP, if Rocky was on this side of the road and the rest of ASAP got hit by a truck, I'd be all right.
You'd be all right?
I'd be fine. I just feel like Rocky is such a standalone standout out of that group. Even Ferg. Ferg has been doing nothing for me lately.
Yeah.
Nothing.
He was on the shits, you know, like...
Is that harsh, what I just said?
Like 4 years ago, he was with the shits.
Right. That was when he was on peak, like, ad-libs.
When he made Panini. You know?
The sandwich?
You don't remember Panini?
ASAP Ferg made a sandwich.
Do your job.
That's not Panini.
He made Panini, bro.
No, Lil Nas X made Panini.
Oh, he did?
Hey, Panini. Thought you was a meanie or something like that.
Yeah, but I thought ASAP Ferg was on that.
No.
Oh.
I don't think.
Well, he made... I don't know what the fuck he made. You're right. Fuck him. Kill him.
What I'm saying, dude. Like, look.
Alhamdulillah.
Great music. Like, it's fun to listen to. But if I'm being 100% honest, there hasn't been since Hood Pope or whatever that Still Striving album was, actually. And the one before that, I think maybe was Hood Pope. I haven't enjoyed a single Ferg project since then.
Yeah,
That's like 2011.
I didn't enjoy Floor Seats 1 or 2.
Me neither. Whatever his next shit is, maybe it's good. But then here's also what I'm saying. ASAP Ant, this is my point on this. The God Hour is a good production style song. Sounds good. Rocky, always. I love everything Rocky, like almost everything Rocky puts out. I got to be honest. I feel like Rocky gets a little bit too much credit for what he does. He is good, and he has a great style. He's just defined his own sound, but there are drawbacks. The Rocky verse on God Hour is good, but the ASAP Ant part, I'm like, it just reminds me like, oh, the rest of ASAP blows chunks. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just not at the same level as Rocky.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Yeah, I think he takes a lot of the shine. Like, 12-y, I think, is good.
Right. If I had to rank them, right?
Right.
Rocky's at the top. Then it goes, it honestly might, at this point, be 12-y as number two.
What? Because we reviewed an album of his.
Two albums. We did the one with the sun. The fuck was that called?
I don't know.
Had a cartoon sunshine on it. It was like Where the Sun Don't Shine or something like that. ASAP 12-y. And then we did a second album by him. I can't remember what it was.
I can't remember.
But it had like Brinks on it. The song Brinks. And a couple other good songs. The one where he was like Pissy Hallway or something. Pissy Stairway.
Pissy Stair.
Staircase.
Yeah.
On a Pissy Staircase. It'd be 12-y next. And then Ferg for me is third. But below that, dude, it's all just ASAP Yams. They're all just...
Yeah. Yeah. I would say so. Like, I even remember when ASAP Rocky came out. I was confused because there was other rappers coming out with names that also had ASAP in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't even know they were a group.
Yeah.
And I was just like, Rocky's really good. Ferg didn't really catch on until he started making his own shit, because Ferg wasn't, he was like featuring on shit, which he did great on. I think he's more of a feature artist. But like when he starts making those single projects, I don't know. It's just like, he's one of those repetitive rappers that really gets old, like Floor Seats 1 and 2. I mean, I could not name a single song of those albums. And I mean, he used to do some really good shit, but like now, like you said, he's just falling off.
This is, and you're kind of touching on the point that I'm making. Like, I understand what I'm saying is fucking wild to be like, the rest of ASAP can get hit by a truck.
Right.
And obviously it's a joke. I don't want them to get hit by a truck or a car or a bus or anything. I think that ASAP, that as a collective, when you compare it to other artists, I don't see the same kind of growth there that I see at TDE with like Kendrick Lamar, or Dreamville with J. Cole, or Shady Records with Eminem, or fucking anywhere like Down South, like the same kind of evolution we see with Suicide Boys or fucking name one. I just feel like these big artists,
Raider Clan,
even Tyler the Creator, who is a good friend of Rocky's, Tyler has one of the most storied like careers of any artist. Like every album has been a defining era for Tyler the Creator. And Rocky did, in the very beginning, he did, it was not at long last ASAP. What was the first album called? I always mix these two up. Ace, was it just called ASAP? No, what the fuck was it called?
We need,
it just came out. It just fucking re-released. Here. Yeah, this is why we do need third guy here. And J. Cole, for real, you're dropping a fucking ball, dude.
Yeah, seriously.
But he dropped that first tape that made him explode off of Peso and all them other songs. And then he dropped Allah, which was awesome. And then he went to testing. And then after testing, there hasn't been an album. And I didn't see that much of a progression from Allah to testing.
Yeah.
Ferg, I don't see really any progression other than he's just been trying to like reclaim the same hype he got off of those huge Hood Pope bangers.
Yeah.
And the shit off of Still Striving. So, and Always Strive and Prosper is the one album. 12E, at least I felt like off the last two albums he had, evolved his sound. Like he sounded different and better on the next
I think now like the ASAP name is like kind of taboo, because even if you are your own independent artist and you have
Live Love ASAP, sorry,
Live Love ASAP, when you have the ASAP in front of your name and you're part of that group, even when you're a different artist, you still get overshadowed by Rocky. Everybody knows Rocky.
100%.
Everybody knows Ferg.
Yeah.
Everybody, I would go as far to say not everybody knows who Yams is. Now that he's passed away.
Yeah, he's gotten a lot of people recognize that name now.
Right.
I mean, people all over reference him in their lyrics.
Right. But I would say he's like, because he's passed away, he's still not.
Sure. His fame only went so far.
Yeah.
Because of his death.
Right.
Unfortunate. But, to get off my fucking soapbox, I think ASAP has, is like in a pivotal spot where, God, I keep blowing out my mic. Pivotal spot where they need to make some kind of step forward and not just keep like dancing in the same spot.
Right.
Because I think that Ferg has been dancing in the same spot. ASAP 12E is one of their only artists who's pushing the fucking barrier right now. Rocky is dropping single after single after single with, not even single, feature after feature after feature. He's just sort of like fucking just like dancing around the fact where like everyone knows that he might have an album and that they want an album. It's been forever since he dropped an album.
Yeah, no, no one's asking Ferg for an album.
Almost four years now for Rocky.
It has been 4 years. Testing came out 2018.
So there you go. I just feel like ASAP is kind of faltering as a collective. That's it, though. The God Hour was the song by Ant and Rocky. Other songs, I heard this song off of the Million Dollars Worth of Game podcast. They start with like a song of the week every week. Bottom of the Trap by Hardo.
You sent it and it goes hard.
Hardo's a producer and it's featuring Icewear Vezo, who I'm just now getting into Icewear Vezo. The name.
Yeah.
Icewear Vezo.
Yeah.
Come on.
That is hot.
That's how you name a rapper.
Right.
Icewear Vezo and then SG, ESTG is the other feature. And Hardo as a producer, I've heard of Hardo before. Apparently he's out of Pittsburgh. His shit has never slapped like it slaps on this song. This song is like, bro, I'll play this for my grandma, dude.
Yeah, that shit did go hard. I saved it on my phone as soon as you sent it in the chat. I think it was good. I never heard either of those artists.
Of Vezo?
I've never heard of Vezo, never heard of...
ESTG?
ESTG.
You have, but you don't know it. He's been in a bunch of shit recently. He's like, he's like coming up kind of behind Pooh Shiesty almost, then like in that style of like
where's he from?
No idea. He hasn't been like dropping anything like impactful enough yet for me to
let's look
care. Him. Yeah, look him up. He's got one eye.
Okay, so speaking of one eye, I looked up if Fetty Wap was still alive. He is.
He is,
and he's still making music.
I think he's broke now.
I don't think so, dude. He's still got money.
He don't have Zuck Bucks. He's fucking broke.
Zuck Bucks is one thing, okay?
He's broke in my eyes. If you don't have Zuck Bucks.
Here, right? The only person who's at Zuck Bucks right now is us and maybe T-Pain, okay?
Only two people in the whole metaverse.
Icewear Vezo.
Oh, Icewear Vezo, I believe. I don't want to make myself sound stupid. I think he's out of Detroit. Which got?
Let's see. I'm just trying to find a wiki page, but it's got me all over the joint.
SG, I don't know where he's from, but I know Hardo's from Pittsburgh. Bottom of the trap. Check it out.
He's 32, rapper, internet personality from Michigan.
Yeah, Detroit. Probably Detroit. Maybe not maybe not Detroit, but Michigan. Wow, J. Cole looks really fed up.
Yeah, well, he hasn't really said much, so honestly, I'm over it.
I got a couple more songs before we jump to the break here. Ice Cream by Freddie Gibbs came out featuring Rick Ross.
Ooh.
I got the ice cream with Freddie Gibbs.
So I didn't hear this song, but did you see the video of Freddie Gibbs calling out like Joe Rogan about calling black people apes?
I saw after Joe Rogan had the whole N-word compilation come out about him, Freddie Gibbs was one of the only black dudes who stood up for Joe Rogan and was like, Joe Rogan's my N-word.
Right. He was like, they were like best buddies on like the podcast, but there was like, I think a Joe Rogan roast, and it wasn't like an official like roast, like how they did Cat Williams and bullshit like that. But I'm saying, there was a roast with Rogan somewhere, but it was recent. And Freddie Gibbs was like, yada, yada, yada. That's why you like. You always used to call black people apes. This, yeah, whatever.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Rogan just is like clamming up. And I'm just like,
I think it was on the Kill Tony podcast when they're up on stage they're at like a table.
Yeah, they're at a table.
And then there's a band behind them.
Yep.
It's probably on the Kill Tony podcast. The point of that podcast is they have comedians and like stars come on stage and listen to first timers do stand up for a minute. And then they just talk to them after their 1 minute is up, and they just shoot the shit, be funny, and then they move on, they do another one.
Right.
And that episode was Joe Rogan, Freddie Gibbs, and like Brian Simpson, who's like a black comedian. They did a Joe Rogan experience before that, and they got fucked up. So like when Joe Rogan was on that podcast, because I watched it, he was fucked up. Fucked up. Couldn't even talk. And Freddie Gibbs, for the whole episode, bro, he must have said the N-word 1,000 times. Like, he was over the top N-wording it, and he kept saying to Joe shit like that. He was like, Joe, come on, say the N-word. Like, crazy shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Joe was just like, I'm too fucked up to do this right now. And that's where I think that came from.
Didn't somebody call out Freddie Gibbs and said the shit that he talks about is fake?
Yeah, DJ Academics. DJ Academics, dude, has like a podcast all about street beef.
Yeah.
Street beef and you were Zuck saying
like
Bucks.
You feel like he just like starts random unnecessary beef.
Who, DJ Academics?
Academics.
Yeah, he does, because that's his like platform. Like the way that I just said ASAP Mob should get hit by a bus.
I feel like that's kind of like frown. Like, that should be frowned upon because, like,
it's dangerous, bro.
Because that's what starts a lot of this fucking
yes,
standing up at your funeral type yes, bullshit. You know?
That's what sends you to Chuck E. Cheese for your funeral.
Hey. That's what puts you in Astro World. Boys moving front your arms stage,
like
this, bro.
Like they're gonna put the robotics on you, and have the dude. What? How many years until they got someone dancing at their own funeral? They put one of those like Iron Man suits on them, the yeah, ones that help paralyze yeah, people walk again, and they're gonna be like.
In this day and age, I won't put that past anything.
Dun 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 dun. You don't think. You don't think a fresh fucking, a fresh hey, dead guy hey, is going to hey, bust hey, some kind of move on a dance floor? Dude. And we're all going to be like, wow. And then next day, forget about it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God, we're so broken. All right. That's Ice Cream. Just came out ahead of his new album coming out. Something like Big Boss Rabbit or something. He keeps dropping these like rabbit-themed songs. He put out Big Boss Rabbit, Black Illuminati, which is not rabbit themed at all,
right?
And then now Ice Cream, but the theme is in the theme is in the album artwork. No. The artwork is all bunny rabbits, and yeah, it looks like okay, an Easter bunny type thing,
right? Oh, so maybe he's dropping on Easter. Drop a fucking couple.
Oh, you just cracked the egg. You cracked the maybe code. Maybe he's dropping Easter. That's probably what it is, bro. It's so Easter if you look at the album artwork.
Is it?
That makes sense to me. Last single, Rose Street by Vince Staples. Mm. Now, Vince Staples, we just rated Vince Staples' album called yeah, Vince Staples
yeah,
in 2021.
Yeah.
We all liked it a lot, I think.
I liked it.
It was good, and it's like one of the albums that stuck with me through the whole year. Mm-hmm. And I think if it weren't for some of the other like heavy competition he had with like Little Sims and J. Cole last year, Vince Staples' album would have been toward the top. I think he yeah, had one of the best songs of the year.
Yeah.
So... he just dropped Rose Street, and it has a total, like, we just listened to Melt My Eyes, See Your Future.
Mm-hmm.
Vince Staples, like, channeled that vibe, whether by coincidence or not. We get this, like, amazing, like, instrumental, soulful sound from Vince.
Mm-hmm.
And then Vince just, like, has been in his bag recently, like, right, really just fed up with shit.
Yeah, I think...
I think he killed it.
He was out for a long time. I remember we were talking about Vince, and you said... yeah, I'm done with him, you know, because he wasn't putting out shit, nothing.
He like, had yeah,
I Lucy's. Really didn't know much else besides Big Fish Theory, and that's been a while when he dropped that great album, but yeah, then when he came out with Vince Staples, we got right back into it, and it was like
he had an album called FM, which came out before Vince Staples.
Yeah, and remember he that? Tried to do that whole like radio station. Shit.
How played out is that? Now?
And it was so fucked up,
dude. It's on the album we're reviewing tonight. The Cool Kids—they're like WTF FM. What the motherfuck radio? Yeah, like, yeah. I think that's such a played out concept. I think The Weeknd
nailed it.
Was the last one who's allowed to have.
He nailed
a
it.
Radio station concept album.
He nailed it.
He's the last one.
But yeah, Vince Staples FM, it was overplayed, and he was the only one to do an album like that. And it was just like, where's the concept coming from?
I don't know, dog.
But now he's doing the shits.
My boy, I'm excited for whatever he's going to drop. I've been seeing a lot of announcements recently about new music is coming. Like,
yeah,
people are announcing their albums ahead of time and staying on schedule, which is like awesome.
JID's been announcing the Forever Story.
God damn, they just
are we ready for that?
Nail that down. I just know that I already can tell you who my top three albums of the year are going to be. It's going to be Saba, Denzel, and JID. Like, there's yeah, no, I don't think anyone else can change that. I don't think that.
I'm excited.
Before we go to our break, big shout out to Baby Keem and Tyler, the Creator, for the Grammy wins. Two artists that we talk about a lot on this podcast. If you want to go back and listen, we did Call Me If You Get Lost in the first half of 2021. Go back, find that out, that episode. That's an audio-only episode. And then shout out Baby Keem. We did Melodic Blue, and we just kept fucking talking about it.
Yeah.
We couldn't stop talking about it.
That was more towards, I think, like August or September that came
late
out.
Late summer.
And we reviewed it right when it came out because we knew something was going on with Kendrick and when the video came out for Family Ties or yeah, Range Brother, whatever, whichever one it was.
Range Brother.
It went bonkers.
Rolly gang, rolly gang, rolly gang. Stand me up at my funeral. You know the gang. All right, let's go to this break. And we will be right back, and we will be reviewing D-Day by Dreamville and DJ Drama, and Before Shit Got Weird by The Cool Kids.
And stay out. Sorry, me and J. Cole just got into it off screen. I told him his music's trash.
Yeah, that was awkward, dude.
He just kept looking.
Yeah, it was
not
awkward.
Even at me, at the camera.
We invite people into this podcast, and I expect you to treat them with like a certain level of respect.
I think he was pissed off we didn't have any of his albums on vinyl.
Regardless, bro, you don't ever call somebody a Zuck Buck. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can joke about that, you and me, but yeah, you don't just go and call J. Cole
off kilter.
The Zuck Buck. That's just not okay.
Yeah.
And now he's not fucking
here.
And
plus, it was like 30 minutes after we talked about it. So like,
I don't know. I just think that you get like way comfortable with people, mm-hmm. and it's like a funny thing.
Yeah.
But again, dude, just next time before you call him a Zuck Buck, just look at me next time or something, we'll feel the vibe out a little bit better.
Right.
But it's fine. It's okay, right?
Okay.
I'm not mad.
Right.
But let's move on.
Okay.
We're back after that ad. J. Cole is no longer with us. We are going to review The Cool Kids Before Shit Got Weird first. So, Ryan, while I pull this up, tell the people a little bit about what you thought of the album.
So, The Cool Kids, they've made a few albums in the past couple of years. They've been coming out with a bunch of good stuff. It's like funky, groovy type weird shit, let's say, with a bunch of collabing artists. And I didn't know anything about really much of their songs until I heard this album. And then I went back and then I listened to more Cool Kids and I realized who they were, you know, because I always get into that phase where, like, I'm listening to somebody. I'm not really 100% all there when it comes to knowing who they really are and figuring out, like, the old shit that I used to listen to by them. But this got me into like the phase where I was like, okay, let me go back, let me listen to like some previous shit that they made, and I was surprised at this. Like they had JID on here. They dropped that one single. What was it called?
Before the album, you mean?
Yeah, before they dropped the actual album, they dropped that song with JID.
With him and Six Lack?
Yeah.
Oh.
What was it called?
Lightwork.
I thought it was a great song. But there, I just felt like something was missing, and they definitely took a different direction with their music. Off this next album.
Let me give some background, because when I first like heard this album, mm-hmm. I completely and utterly wrote them off. I was like, they're not good. Like, there's something that's missing and disingenuous about this music.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, before I go ahead and judge them, let me look them up.
Right.
So I looked them up. So The Cool Kids is a duo, mm-hmm. two guys, composed of Sir Michael Rocks is one rapper, and Chuck English is the other rapper. So I've heard of both of them solo,
mm-hmm.
not very like popular.
Right.
I've just heard like here and there small things. It's very underground, very like jazz, kind of like hip hop that you hear from them. So as soon as I realized I knew them, I felt a little bit more comfortable with like what they were making. Because at first, my first impression of this album was fake. I was like, these are guys who are trying to sound like a hip hop group.
Mm-hmm.
And man. It's hard to give criticism being as white as I am.
Right, because you are, I mean, not only are you white, but you are pasty.
I've got less culture mm-hmm. than a plate of bacteria.
Now that's a hot bar right there.
Less culture than a fucking agar plate. What did you used to put them? Agar? A-G-A-R. You never did that in chemistry class where you put a little bit of bacteria on
agar? On a Petri dish.
Petri dish, dude. There it is. I got less culture than a Petri dish.
Oh, bro.
So when I started like thinking about these guys and I was like, God damn, like they're really like shoving in my face like how hip hop they are,
right?
How black they are, how cool they are.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I feel put off.
Yeah,
as a listener. So I was like, let me look these guys up. Maybe they're cool. Maybe they're not. Turns out they've been making hits since like 2008, and they are commercially extremely successful with like songs that have been on like 2K, NBA 2K, Madden. Mm-hmm. They've had songs on commercials, on like big like Nike commercials,
mm-hmm.
LeBron like sports drink commercials. They've been commercially successful for a super long time. They just are like hit makers, like Pharrell almost.
Yeah.
Pharrell and
they've just been under the shadows.
I always forget the other guy's name out of the Neptunes, but when Pharrell and the Neptunes were like enormous in the 90s and early 2000s, they were producing everything. Everything they made, people just like nom, 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 just eating it up. That's what these guys kind of are. So when they made this album, what threw me off was how unpopular it was under the name of the Cool Kids, but how high quality everything sounded. I was like, there's something going on here. Like, I get vibes of like rich kid tries to make hip hop and tries to be relatable is the vibe I got.
Hmm.
So there's my like jumping off point.
I had a, if you couldn't tell the way I was trying to describe it in the beginning, I had an off put feeling as well when it came to this album. I still don't know really what to think about it. Like, I've listened to it, I think, twice all the way through. Once when it came out, another time I'd say probably about a month ago. Because then once I listened to this album, before Shit Got Weird, I listened to their previous stuff, and their previous stuff was a little bit more upbeat. But like you said, they're making albums, and these songs are like going so under the radar when it comes to actually like knowing who these people are. But when you're looking at where these songs are coming from, like what they're being used to promote, it's like fucking movies, you know, TV shows, commercials. I mean, it's all over the place, and you're like, You get like an egotistical thinking mindset where you're like, how did I not figure this one out? Like, how have I not known who these guys are? Because they're always doing crazy collabs and features with people too.
The list is crazy. Like, let me read you this list real quick just before you go on. Freddie Gibbs, The Alchemist, Mac Miller, Boldy James, The Neptunes, Currency, Dom Kennedy, Larry June, Pac Div, Travis Barker, Lil Wayne, King Chip, Asher Roth, Ab Soul, Chance the Rapper, and more. You know, like, they've been working with industry giants since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
And that vibe that I got, I think, is going to kind of play into my opinion of this album. Like, this album was cool because it had some cool features and it had some songs that I thought sounded good. But what I think it lacks is an identity because it's so trying to shove itself in your face for what it wants to be.
Yeah.
It loses what it actually is. In the sense of, like, we just reviewed Ghetto Gods by Earth Gang. That album is like unequivocally a like celebration of culture in an album.
Yeah.
And it's good at translating that to everyone. Like, even me, less culture than a petri dish. Right. I got it. I knew it and I felt it. And I was like, I'm celebrating it too.
Right.
I'm going to the barbecue. You know what I mean? Like, or the cookout. It's how white I am, right? Yeah. Called it a barbecue.
Right.
This album felt like, fuck you if you don't like that kind of like, fuck you if you don't like me.
A pompous.
I'm cool. You know, I was even put off by the name The Cool Kids. I was like, okay, I get it. It's like your name or whatever. But like, you named yourself The Cool Kids.
Yeah.
Like, there's a band called The Misfits. That's cool, right? Because you're The Misfits.
Right.
Name yourself The Cool Kids is like, oh, like varsity football. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, what's going on?
I don't know. I'm just looking at their page now. They came out with another album in March.
Yeah,
March,
like a side B to this one.
March 21st, 2022. It's called Baby Oil Staircase / Chill Out.
Yeah, I think it's got a
we got
the fuck's that guy's name? Ice Cold Bishop. He's on it.
We got it looks like it's a collab mixtape with Sir Michael Rocks.
That's he's part of the Cool Kids.
So, like, it says the Cool Kids and Sir Michael Rocks.
Don't know. When they start doing these, like, weird it's a collab, but then they start saying like featuring this person. It gets a little weird.
They got Boldy James on here. They got Armstrong and Rock Solid. I never heard of either of those.
That already sounds like an album I like better than this one.
We got Devin Morrison, Sham 101, Diamond Cafe, Trinidad James.
Absolutely, I like that one better.
Because
here's what they are, dude.
Ryan Wave McDermott. I mean,
that's his real name.
He's got an A with a wave.
His real name is just Ryan McDermott. And he just put the wave in, like, oh, wow. They call me Wave.
Oh, dude, you know, that's what I hate too. When people say they call me this, and people
that was literally you and me the last episode. The whole like first part of the episode was listen, they call me.
Listen,
dot 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 dot.
Either you die a hero, hung up by your britches on stage, or you live long enough to become what you hate. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
So
it's a real good life lesson. You know what? Cool Kids, I give it to you.
They probably hated them as much as we hated ourselves.
That's a stretch.
Well, is it though?
Did you like any of these songs?
I honestly, it didn't really resonate with me.
I saved the JID and Black song just because it was JID and Black.
But even still, I think JID's verse and Black, I mean, even though these are two great artists, love them both, especially when it comes to them being together, I just felt like it just was not memorable.
It wasn't memorable.
It was too not clean. Something that they put that really like pushed the boundary. When I see JID, I want boundaries pushed.
Right.
I want that metaverse to expand.
100%.
Right? I'm putting on the Minecraft world infinite because yes. There's no bounds, right? They just keep going further, and I'm like, I didn't even know it could go that far.
Right.
This, I got exactly what I expected just off the album cover.
Remember Rebecca Black?
Yeah.
She did Friday. She paid a music recording label to make that song
right
successful because at the end of the day, newsflash, if you didn't know this, music is a recipe. And at any given moment, they can make a hit that will trigger the masses. They can do it tomorrow if they wanted to. Mm-hmm. They could line Drake up and be like, all right, Drake, this song is going to be called like Butter Toffee Candle, and you're going to go in, right? And the place is going to go nuts, dude. Right. And the place is going to go nuts over Butter Toffee Candle.
Yeah.
They can do it with anybody. And really all that it is a rotating door of faces. So they want the newest, freshest, most popular face. Mm-hmm. This album felt like it was made to sound good. And they were like, they'll love this. Mm-hmm. Like because X, Y, Z. Like it felt like a mathematically good album. But there was, again, no culture. It didn't have soul. It had no soul, dude. It was a husk. Mm-hmm. Even when Sir Michael English or Sir Michael Rocks and Chuck English are rapping, I don't believe them.
Yeah.
I don't believe them what they're saying. They're like cooking rocks in the pocket on the stove with my Glock. And I'm like, I don't believe
you. That was hotter than what I listened to.
I don't believe them. Yeah. They're talking about crazy gangster shit. They're talking about wild shit. And like, maybe it's true. Like maybe the shit that they're talking about is real to them. But I didn't get that vibe.
Yeah.
And I think that if your vibe is telling you about that, like you got to think about that. Like, what is that telling you about them? Mm-hmm. It's a little disingenuous and has no identity.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop on that because I keep shitting on it.
I will say at least Kodak Black will talk about shit that's real.
I mean, Kodak has an undeniable star power.
Yeah. And you know why? Because it's authentic.
It is authentic.
You know
it's him.
This motherfucker is nuts. But Kanye West is nuts. You got fucking Will Smith who's nuts. You got all these crazy motherfuckers cooped up.
Yeah.
Making some banger fucking content, whether it be music, on TV, movies. They're authentic. There's not a moment where you're like, damn. Will Smith chose to be Serena Williams' dad. If you don't think for a second, Will Smith in the bathroom in his house right now talking to himself, thinking he really Serena Williams' dad. You're out your goddamn mind. This motherfucker is crazy.
You think he's still in character?
Yes, bro. Yes.
Is that why he hit Chris Rock?
Yes. I'm telling
you. He's going to wake up as Will Smith like in a week.
We need people like that.
For sure.
To give authenticity, whether it be because they have a mental disorder or because it's just who they are. They grew up with it. That's what they know. That's all they know. I want to hear that shit.
I have a note. This is like the same conversation we've had about other artists. People who lean into the gimmick too much, mm-hmm. and it makes us want to pull back.
Yeah.
For example, like Eminem mm-hmm. is the fast rapping, good rapper guy. And when he leans into it too hard and starts doing that blappity, blappity, rappity, clappity, slappity, blappity, rappity, clappity, yeah. and it's like, we get it.
Beating a dead horse that's been dead for a really long time.
We sit there looking at that and going like, you're trying too hard. You're yeah. trying too hard. And anytime someone's a try hard, everybody doesn't want to fuck with them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this fucking try hard.
Yeah.
If you're playing volleyball at the beach and someone comes in and they're fucking going for D1 mm-hmm. shit, spiking it on your girl, dude, yeah. and you're playing with a white claw in your other hand yeah. and you're like, what is this guy's deal? Mm-hmm. He's a try hard. You don't yeah. like him. And Eminem has fallen to that. Lil Wayne has fallen to that. Kanye leaning into the crazy whoopty scoopty shit.
Yeah,
it makes you go like, dude, like you're annoying. Like stop yeah. doing that. Mm-hmm. This was them like leaning in so far to being like gangster rap.
Yeah.
But also like preppy gangster rap kind of mm-hmm. like that weird new genre that they're trying to fill.
Yeah.
That it made me back off a little bit and not give them the chance initially. Now, luckily, I'm a professional, right? And I listen to the whole album, mm-hmm. and I do think that technically it sounds good. Mm-hmm. Technically, the production is there. The lyrics are good. The rapping is high level. The content, although I don't believe it, I think it's good.
Yeah.
Overall, good.
I think...
good. I won't play it again.
Like you said, it's a recipe. If not every single ingredient is made to the T, you're going to have something that you didn't want to be eaten. And I left hungry tonight.
Bro, like the best cooks, the best bakers, right? Yeah. They don't follow the recipe.
At all.
They fucking go on tangents,
they
dude.
They do what they want.
They triple the nutmeg.
Yeah.
They do a dash of cinnamon. They go, you know what this needs?
You ever watch that what does this bitch need? Rachel Ray on TV, dude? You know how much fucking
that
sugar.
Bitch Rachel Ray.
You know how much sugar she puts in that shit?
That bitch Rachel Ray.
I bet you the whole fucking production staff, while she's making some shit, eats, bro. They're just like eating that shit up. You know why? Because she don't give a fuck, dude. She made this show at her house, and she's now got her husband doing that shit, and her husband sucks at cooking. And I bet you them fucking collard greens still taste on point.
They kick.
God, and you're like that, you fat bitch, Rachel. I love your ass. I love you.
I love you, fat ass.
Because you know that's authentic as shit. Even the way she pulled that fucking tray out the oven, man, you just like, ooh, wee.
Like, she would cook that way if the camera was off.
God, you know what I mean? No, she got secrets she don't even put on camera.
Hell yeah, it's even better off camera.
Good Lord. Peanut butter jelly French toast, though? She probably makes some banging peanut butter and jelly French toast.
I can't even believe you brought up Rachel Ray.
I'm just saying.
Do you mean Rachel Ray? Is it even Rachel Ray?
Yeah, Rachel Ray.
Are we talking about
Fuck that bitch. No, fuck Paula Deen.
You're sure
Walmart
you're not
ads.
Thinking of Guy Fieri?
No.
Emerald?
No, see, Guy
Bobby
Fieri.
Bobby Flay?
Nah, fuck Bobby Flay.
Bobby Flay is such a pretentious asshole.
But fuck Bobby Flay. He's the guy that leans in too hard,
he
bro.
Does. Hey, I made this cheeseburger with
a
90% Wagyu.
A kitchen knife, dude. Please. Fucking... Let's move on to the next album because I'm over it.
That's Rachel Ray, this shit. D-Day, dude. Oh. Dreamville X Combo-lation.
Talk
DJ
about
lats. Drama.
Talk about like this. Just
these boys brought it back to 2002. They said,
shtick.
Oh, y'all wanted a Dream Chasers 4? Nah. We gonna make D-Day the mixtape, and it's gonna be a Gangsta Grizzles production. And DJ Drama is gonna say on every record too many words. It is in itself artistry to revisit an era of hip hop, like the mixtape era. Mm-hmm. Something, by the way, that you and I were too young to fully experience. We talked about it a little bit last week, but you and I hit the LimeWire mixtape era.
Yeah.
Where we were pirating Blood In, Blood Out. By the way, I found out that Eminem verse was not a song called Blood In, Blood Out. That Eminem verse says Blood In, Blood Out. And it's the verse for the song he does with 50 Cent.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. I've been patiently waiting for some shit to explode on. Thinking that I'm fucking falling off for so long. That's the song, and Eminem's verse on it is
says, one blood.
But when it's just blood in and blood out. So they took that verse, put it on the beat. Mm-hmm. That's the story. Go listen to episode 150 if you want to know the context.
Please.
The mixtape generation was missed by us, and largely because the music industry cracked down on it, and it fell down on DJ Drama's head. Like DJ Drama and a couple other mixtape artists, it fell on their head squarely.
Yeah.
And they were in lawsuits for millions of dollars of like damages to these music labels because they were like, you stole music, because they were using uncleared samples, uncleared music, using artists, you know, doing collaborations behind people's backs.
Mm-hmm.
Dope shit. Pirate days, bro. Yeah. That was like the pirate days
sailing seven of hip hop.
Fucking
swashbuckling.
Swashbuckling through the streets. Now, that era is dead because now streaming exists.
Right.
Almost everything that's like a combo like that gets thrown up on streaming somewhere. If it's not YouTube, it's Spotify. If it's not Spotify, it's SoundCloud.
TikTok.
It could be TikTok. We might see an album on TikTok one day.
I mean, just the fact that you have content being remixed and then you putting yourself on the remix just goes to show you that times are a change.
Although it's not necessarily about that anymore. It's more like it's definitely turned down that Zuckbuck route and it's spiraling out.
It is. I think I've gone this long without downloading TikTok.
It's on its way down, bro. It's not on its way up anymore.
So. I think
it's spiraling down. It's gonna blow up.
It's all OnlyFans.
Someone's gonna get murdered on it live.
Yeah.
And that'll be the end of it.
No, to music. Someone's gonna get murdered, right? And then the other person's gonna be like in the back, and they're not gonna stop.
Kill a stupid ass. Kill a stupid ass. Kill a stupid. Kill a stupid ass. Kill a stupid.
Stupid.
No, but it should be.
Yeah.
This mixtape is like, if some modern artist created a brand new piece of work in the style of a long dead celebrated artist.
Yeah.
Like Salvador Dali or something. Yeah. You know, like did great a artist. Dope Dali impression.
Mm-hmm.
And it was spot on. You're like, damn, like you just did his thing, but really well.
Yeah.
That's what this felt like to me.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it was so nice to just hear. It was not perfect.
Right.
It had soul. Mm-hmm. You could hear the little imperfections. You could hear the moments that went into making the album. Mm-hmm. The people in the studio talking. You could hear DJ Drama. Bro, he had a fucking Get Chris Rocked Out Your Socks bar.
Oh, bro.
Anything I knew, can and will happen.
I knew there was going to be a bar bound to happen.
It was quick, though.
And I am so glad it came from Gangsta Grizzles, because if Drake came out with some bullshit like that,
it's going to be so soft, dude.
You got so much, bro. Stop taking all the content.
You'd be like, we was at Del Frisco's, flag the waiter, 10 bad bitches, all ball like Jada. Damn. That kind of bar, you know?
Damn.
That's Drake.
Did you just come up with that?
Absolute. Absolute.
I'm going to bet 5 Zuckbucks that was the hottest bar I'm going to hear all 2022.
We're going to freestyle later. Don't worry. Let's talk about tracks on this album, because this thing actually, from almost front to back, I felt like was quality.
Yeah.
They put really good features on
just
tracks.
Like Jada Pinkett Smith, right?
I'm going to go down, and you stop me when you want to talk about something.
Okay.
I think you're going to stop me on the first one. Stick.
Okay. Yeah, I want to stop.
Okay, go ahead.
it's the first song we listened to after the one episode last week, 150. We had to cut back short because we had to bump this shit.
Uh-huh.
And boy, was it a banger. And by banger, I mean it was a banger.
We sat right here.
Right here.
And listened to it.
First off, let's just say, goes really hard. And what I really liked about this is that it made me realize that you never hear JID get, like, amped up. You know what I mean? Like, he raps fast, but something that really sticks out about JID is that he always keeps his cool. And, like, that's fucking cool.
He does.
Right? He always keeps a calm head when he's rapping, and it just sounds like he's doing it so effortlessly. And on shtick, he just sounds like he's going crazy. Like, he's going nuts, and he's performing a live show while he's making this song.
He did lose his temper.
And
like, JID got a little squirrely.
He got a little squirrely. He got a little jiggy.
He started yelling.
And this is the type of shit that I like Josiah for. Like, Josiah doesn't... He's not good. He's not a good rapper, okay? But I rate him a 10 because of the energy. Because he's authentic.
Yeah.
Because he's not afraid to say, hey, yo, this is trash. Yeah, right? Exactly. And you're like, of course. But like, you go, wait up, here come the Beach Boys. And it hits. It's something in you hits.
It hits. For sure it hits.
And it's exactly what I felt on this song. And I'm so glad it was the first song I listened to off this album. Because like, man, it just brought something back to me.
But Sheck West, like, though? Sheck West ain't not moving.
I'm gonna look the other way when Sheck West comes on because, like, I feel like that's just like.
I think Sheck West raps while wearing a helmet.
He's not real, dude. That was not real. That was not part of the song.
Sheck West raps in a helmet. Sheck West in a big movie. That's what he sounds like.
I know. I know.
Sheck West like big boobies.
And
should we keep going?
I think that song was hot. Yes, let's move on to the next song.
But like the thing about Sheck West before we move on is you got to respect the choices they use to put on songs. Because Revenge of the Dreamers 3,
mm-hmm.
we got excellent features where they threw people that you would never guess would be on the track. Like, I remember we used to listen to a little bit of Ski Mask before Dream Chasers, before Revenge of the Dreamers 3.
I didn't even know who.
After he was on, what was the song? It wasn't Costa Rica, was it?
It was...
It was Costa Rica. I got bands in Costa Rica.
That was Guap Dad. Guap Dad went hard on Costa Rica, I think.
Guap Dad was all over that album. We didn't even know Guap Dad when we listened to that album.
Mm-mm.
Ski Mask was either on Costa Rica or what was the other big one?
Wells Fargo.
No. Yes, it was big, but there was another one. Costa Rica and one more that went crazy, and it was like a three.
It was like Sunset.
Three people
was
it on it.
Sunset.
That was another one. Oh, I want to bring it up.
DaBaby was on it, dude.
I know. That's another good example. Like, DaBaby was on there, and like today, if they put DaBaby on it, you might be like, why did you do that? But back then, it was like, whoa.
It made sense.
Like, you never knew it was going to happen, right? That's what I respect Under the Sun. I respect them for putting Sheck West on that song.
Yeah.
Next song is Ghetto Gods Freestyle. Fresh off of Ghetto Gods drop.
Earth
Gang featuring 2 Chainz.
My eyebrow goes like this.
Titty Boy. Titty Boy.
Titty Boy goes hard.
Again, like, crazy choice.
Yeah.
But it was great. Three Atlanteans on the mic together.
Mm-hmm.
And they go stupid. And the beat goes dumb. And it's stupid, right? It's a dumb, low IQ song. It's dumb.
It goes way low on the bar.
It fails the SAT.
It's considered a moron when you listen to it.
This beat is in detention, dude. Yeah. It is dumb.
Hey, this beat just got held back, bro.
This beat needs a parent-teacher conference because it's performing poorly.
Earth Gang Freestyle had to go to summer school because this shit... got way behind in homework.
Next is Lifestyle with Boss and A$AP Ferg.
Another
one of the best songs on the album, bro.
And this is what we're talking about. A$AP Ferg, to me, in my eyes, great feature album. Boz, great artist.
Bro,
when he made
under the radar.
Boz, what song did he make?
He's made a ton of them.
He made
Jollof Rice. Jollof Rice. He's done.
But he made one. It was called like where he was like out on an island or something, or
that's the song I think I'm thinking of from the Revenge of the Dreamers 3.
I got bands
in Costa Rica.
That was no, I don't
no, know. It was it was when JID was singing the chorus, and he was like,
yeah,
he was like,
I have to look
a college degree. God damn it! Once I hear it, I'm gonna flip my shit. But Boz hits it, and he's
Boz
like,
hits it, dude.
He goes, pick up the lid and lid it no bag. Fuck, what is it, dude? Bossy been picking up racks. Pick up the lid and lid it no bag.
When he made the song, Boca Raton.
Oh, Boca Raton.
With A$AP Ferg, bro.
I'm out of Boca Raton.
I'm out of Boca Raton.
They fit well together.
They do.
They're
fit
from New
really
York.
Well
that's the thing.
Together.
His boss is from Queens.
But let me look up Dreamville.
Never let a wishbone grow where a backbone should. Bentley been taking a dash on wood.
Oh, my
Payment's
God.
Payment's been good, man. The cash all good. Like, dude, come on, boss. And he's fat. And he's got Rachel Ray in the kitchen.
God, you know he's got Rachel Ray in there.
And he's eating peanut butter and jelly French toast. By the way, is that a real thing?
It's a real thing.
Next song. Starting Five, Loot, Kaz, and Omen.
Loot.
Again,
we
Loot.
Reviewed his album.
Mm. Gold Mouth.
Yeah, that was 2021.
Yeah.
Great.
That was a good album, too.
Great
yeah,
fucking
fuck.
Artist.
That would have been
great
a top
album.
Contender, too.
And completely goes under the radar when you think about artists from Atlanta and, like, Dreamville. And it's an artist where you're like, I can't believe this guy's making this quality type music and not getting the show like all the rest of these guys are. And then that's what made us listen to Gold Mouth. Or that... from Goldmouth made us realize that, oh shit, yeah, he was the guy who did the under this is potato on my gun, make a salad, some bullshit like that.
There's like almost too much talent on Dreamville.
Yeah.
It's like that's why Loot isn't getting a lot of hype. Mm-hmm. Because there's so much competition on that label.
You
Omen is a newer Dreamville guy who doesn't get a lot of shine. Mm-hmm. And he had a few features on this album that were crazy good. That guy is a poet on the mic.
Yeah. Omen was really, really good.
And then I think Kaz is kind of like the last one, like the last holdout that I have on Dreamville.
Down bad.
Down bad. Yeah. I was bugged up. I was down bad.
Had to be hooked up.
I had to tighten the fuck up.
So
chasing
good.
The crown, whole yeah. shit. I was fucked up. I was down bad. Picking a peg, picking a slag, picking the litter, no litter, no bag. Bossy been picking up Rex. The Rex has been something. Yes, dude.
Yeah,
thank you for that. God damn. Now, that Down Bad was one. The Costa Rica had Ski Mask on it. I got so much flow. I flow like the water. So surprised I did not grow gills. And I am your father, like Skywalker. And I can curve. And Mustard Berm. And Mustard Berm. Crazy. Did you say Goop Dad?
I almost did.
Hey, Goop Dad.
Goop Dad.
Get over here.
Goo New Dad.
All right. Coming down with Ari Lennox. I mean, I think Ari Lennox is my favorite female in hip hop right
Lennox,
now.
She's got what an incredible voice.
It's just
she was on Dreamville.
Sex appeal.
Revenge of the Dreamers too.
Power.
Yeah.
Independence.
Mm-hmm.
Power.
Yeah.
Sex Pussy appeal. Power. She's got like every piece of what makes a woman like a woman.
Yeah. And she's one of those female artists that don't have to rap about how wet her pussy is.
No, she doesn't.
In order for her to be really good.
But if she just says like one minor sexual thing, I lose my marbles.
Yeah.
She goes, I want you to make it rain on me.
Would
and
you
I'm
rather,
like, huh?
Would you rather, if you had the chance,
oh,
and
boy.
You only had one chance to do either one, Ari Lennox? Or Lil Sims.
My fiance's in the house, dude. I can't answer that question, honestly.
She's not in the same room.
Can you add Boss to that equation? Because I'll honestly suck Boss right off.
No, the third choice is DaBaby. And he's wearing a diaper. If you're doing it. You got Ari Lennox.
He's wearing that big head, too.
Yeah.
That big baby costume. Bro. I think I'd pick Suicide. I don't know. I don't think I can pick right now. No, but it'd be Ari Lennox, I think.
Oh boy.
After the Coming Down song with Ari Lennox, which is a great song about being in like a sort of like emotionally abusive relationship. Somebody who's on drugs and when they're coming down, they're like abusive to Ari, and Ari's like drawing the line. I'm like, oh, Ari baby, like
Who hurt you?
You can do whatever you want, baby.
Who hurt you?
And at the end of the song, DJ Drama just goes, she said what she said. What are you going to do about it?
Right. And you're just like, I'm going to do something about it.
And then, as if it couldn't get more sexual, dude, Blackberry Sap is the other song with Ari Lennox. Like, come on, we're just making shit up.
I really
now.
Liked Blackberry Sap.
Blackberry Sap. Like, come on. Like, you, come on, bro.
My eyes went like this. I went, oh my God.
Like, you know, like that, she's talking about that Aunt Jemima sweat.
She's talking about that Badoosie.
That Badoosie sweat. The syrup.
I'm about it.
She's got lean down there.
God, I drink that and my eyes are on the back of my head.
That thing's chopped and screwed.
Oh, I was just going to say that, man. You fucking, everything starts to slow down. You're just like.
You ever had his pussy so good it made time slow down on you?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Because I have. Freedom of Speech with J. Cole, so good. J. Cole gives us another amazing bar.
I don't even think I mentioned verse. This, but on Stick as well, J. Cole goes stupid. He went stupid, and he said, me and M aren't standing adjacently.
This is where you're hearing it wrong. He just said, me and them. Me and them are not standing adjacently. Not me and M are not standing adjacently. Oh. In the context of the other bars.
I thought he threw shade at
If M. he took a shot at M, it would have been wild as fuck.
Because, like...
Me and M are not standing adjacently.
Because...
I mean, maybe he did. Maybe he did.
I don't know, dude. It might be like... I don't know if you can have dyslexia when it comes to listening, but I definitely heard some shit, and I could have swore.
It is spelled the same way. Yeah. Me and M are not standing adjacently, or me and M are not standing adjacently. Yeah. It's just how you say it.
Maybe it's like a subtle...
It could be.
Flame.
So maybe it's M&M just for like, M&M.
Would you flame me, dog? And he's like, no, I'm not.
Who would win for real? I really think...
J. Cole, dude.
J. Cole might win.
Because... Eminem, shit's played out, bro. Shit is played out.
You don't have dirt on J. Cole. How can you?
Yeah.
He's like one of the most spotless guys in the industry.
Yeah.
Everything surrounding him is good energy.
Love it, dude. I love the shit. And Heaven's EP. I think that's the last song on here.
Yeah, they wrapped it up with that.
I did skip a couple songs in between.
Everybody Ain't Shit featuring Earth Gang.
Yeah.
Ballin' in Newport with Omen.
Which I liked because
Big Trouble Freestyle with Kaz.
I live in a city where Newport, there's a city close by called Newport.
We're almost in it right now. Big Trouble Freestyle too had this sample in it. Just replay real quick. Mm-hmm.
Just classic beat.
To like bring that shit back on a mixtape and then Kaz just spazzes on it for like 3.5 minutes.
So good.
Again, Kaz is like the last holdout for me. I'm going to get to him. I need a little bit more time.
Yeah. But Heaven's EP, I feel like came out a little bit ago. Like
on YouTube,
it's been a while.
Like since 2021.
He had a video.
No, maybe 2022.
He had a video that came out. It wasn't 22. Was not 22.
But I remember, it came out by itself and everyone was like, huh.
It came out by itself when shit was getting really hot, when like Baby Keem came out with Melodic Blue.
Mm.
I think somewhere around there, because we discussed it, and we were like, we discussed it, and it was disgusting.
And we were disgusted.
We were disgusted. It was sick with it.
This D-Day tape, y'all got to check it out. It's pretty fucking amazing.
Amazing.
Maybe we'll do a listening, maybe not for this one, but the next one. We'll do like a live listening feed.
Like an IG, live IG.
Either feed. IG, or we'll do something on
OnlyFans.
Twitch. OnlyFans, sure.
Should we drop the link?
To the OF? Nah, they ain't ready for it. They ain't ready for it, dude. They ain't ready for this Blackberry Sap. For real. Donate a couple Zuck bucks and you might get the premium link to my OF.
It'll just be live streaming of Bucky.
Look, this is episode 151, and we ain't fucking around. This is the best podcast in Delaware, on the East Coast, about hip-hop, by two guys, and a third guy, who doesn't come anymore.
Figuratively and literally.
Shout out to Bobby. Not coming.
And, drop that bag button, drop that bell button, drop that like button on Instagram, anchor.fm/wiserpodcast, and YouTube. Make sure you check us out on all platforms. Support your boys.
Out the wazoo everywhere. Wazoo Podcast on Instagram and on Anchor.
We're going to see y'all asses next week.
Been fun, y'all. We'll
see you next week. Next week on episode 152.
Give them to them.